Well, I'd feel sorry for you. To have to see everybody you love die before you do. It's an awful responsibility.
I never thought about life or death that way before.
Benjamin, we're meant to lose the people we love. How else would we know how important they are to us?
And one fall day, a familiar visitor came knocking on our door.
You want to go with me to the drugstore?
She taught me how to play the piano.
Amen.
And she taught me what it meant to miss somebody.
Let's go.
I had gone to a brothel. I'd had my first drink, said goodbye to one friend, and buried another. In 1936, when I was coming to the end of the 17th year of my life, I packed my bag and said goodbye. I knew life being what it was, I'd probably never see them again.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. I love you, Mom.
Oh, I love you too, baby. I want you to say your prayers every night here. Be safe, dear.
I'll send you a postcard.
From everywhere. Write me a postcard from everywhere.
Can you imagine? He sent me a postcard from everywhere he went, every place he worked, Newfoundland, Baffin Bay, Glasgow, Liverpool, Norway. He had gone with that Captain Mike.
Captain Mike had contracted for 3 years with Moran Brothers Tug and Salvage. The old ship had been refitted with a diesel engine and a new sea winch. We went around Florida and up the Atlantic seaboard. We were a crew of seven now. Captain Mike and me, Cookie, Apprentice Mays from Wilmington, Delaware, the Brody twins, Rick and Vic, who got along fine at sea, but for some reason, once they were on dry land, couldn't stand the sight of each other.
No. One in every 8 boats never returns.
It was John Grimm, who sure fit his name.
All hands lost at sea.
From Belvedere, South Dakota. And Pleasant Curtis, from Asheville Notch, never said a word to anyone, except himself.
I wrote him constantly. I told him I had been invited to audition in New York City. For the School of American Ballet.
Please stay. Thank you. Thank you. You can stay.
But I was relegated to the core. Another dancing gypsy.
Gentlemen, I did when you showed up. You were no bigger than a bollard with one foot in the grave. Now, either I drink a hell of a lot more than I think I do, or you destroyed it. What's your secret?
Well, Captain, you do drink a lot.
We stayed in a small hotel with a grand name, the Winter Palace.
You have no idea what they're talking about. The hummingbird. It's not just another bird.